This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
All right, we have a new Supreme Court justice. Wow. It just seems like a flurry in the last couple of years, right? This time it is not a surprise because there was some bipartisan support for Ketanji G, you know, and what she was talking about when she was going through the confirmation hearing. Because I think as much as what is happening with the polarization of everything else on the Hill, and there still were definitely, and you heard the vote count there, that was the vice president, it was not across the board, but at the same time, there were some Republicans that jumped on this, and this is a historic moment as far as the Supreme Court justice goes, because she is the first... She is the first African-American woman on the Supreme Court. Of course, different when it comes to the male side, but this is the first time as far as females and a Supreme Court justice. So naturally, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about what some of the reaction is to Ms. Brown Jackson being the first black woman to sit on the Supreme Court. A stunning moment with that applause that you heard that erupted there. It was a week of history and some partisanship and some bipartisanship moments, I think, throughout this whole thing. Certainly, as somebody who has watched these processes and the confirmation hearings over the years, this one, I think, actually was relatively tepid compared to some in the past, and especially in recent history. Meanwhile, the Kremlin admits there's been a significant loss of Russian troops in the Ukraine. That's what they're saying. They're saying it's a huge tragedy. And the Ukraine says that you've got a mass murderer for a president, and there's still that economic fallout that we talk about. So we're going to talk about the KBJ Senate vote. We're going to talk about COVID-19. We're going to talk about Russia and the Ukraine and Tiger Woods back at the Masters. And he drops an F-bomb, unfortunately, because it was live. So it was, you know, broadcast all over the place. But he finishes in the top 10 on the day for Thursday. So that's a very good start for him when you consider he's a guy who 18 months ago almost lost a leg, almost had to have his leg amputated after a horrific car accident. So, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here in the big seat with all of you. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're a first timer, if you've been with us for a very, very long time, remember, I like to say this at the top of the show. You can always hit me up with your thoughts at kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Many of you do that. That's terrific. And, of course, we usually have our mailbag segment, and we'll go through that. Coming up this hour, a conversation with John Riddle. And John Riddle is interesting because he talks about the supply chain woes and what I've been talking about all along. What do you do when you're a major company? And this is a company. He's the CEO of Howard's Appliance, and it's a huge company on the West Coast. So they've gone through the pandemic, the supply chain problems, inflation, and what do you do when you've been there backwards and forwards? And this was an industry that was struggling, but now really has made a huge comeback during the pandemic, and there's been a lot of adjustments, and so much of that is, let's face it, right, guys? Because we were all stuffed in together in a housing situation where you were working from home. So there was a desk shortage. There were all kinds of things that happened because suddenly people were ordering things that they hadn't really been ordering because they were working in an office. Now it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward, for sure. And we talked to him at the tail end of this hour, plus a really unbelievable mic drop moment, seriously. Maybe one of the best, I'm going to set this up, one of the best I've ever had on this show, right? But the KBJ Senate vote, let's start there, was interesting. 53-47, as you heard, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Mitt Romney from Utah, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, it's always those three, seemingly on many issues, joined the Dems in the vote to favor this, you know, her being the Supreme Court justice. It is a definite milestone, as I mentioned, for the Supreme Court, and her confirmation won't change the balance, the ideological balance of the court. So that doesn't change in any way. She'll be sworn in after Justice Stephen Breyer retires. That's supposed to happen sometime this summer. So Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the moment a joyous, momentous, groundbreaking day. He went on to say, in the 233-year history of the Supreme Court, never, never has a black woman held the title of justice, and said that KBJ will be the first, and I believe the first of more to come. And again, there were moments during this confirmation hearing where the confirmation process is always tough, but I think this was relatively, like I use the word tepid, it really was tepid for the most part. I mean, Republicans called for civility and respect during the hearings. They did, arguing that Democrats didn't extend that to Brett Kavanaugh. Remember how cantankerous that was during the vetting process before the Senate, when, of course, Kavanaugh faced a sexual assault allegation, which he denied, and we went through all of that. Democrats and Republicans were mostly civil in this, and I think that was probably the biggest thing for me to come out of it, because I didn't think the nomination was not going to get through, and it doesn't change the makeup of the court, so we're still in that same place. I threw out something the other day on one of our shows. Should these Supreme Court justices be lifetime appointments, or would we as a nation be better served to have limits on the justices? Would it be better for us? Because when you think about the constant arguments and the clouds that we have that hover above these appointments and the power of whoever the president is, doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, whoever, in the scope of what we want in the highest court in the land, would it be better in our interests? Would it be better as Americans to have our highest court, the definitive court, to have a term limits on the people who are justices? Do I think that's going to happen? Do I think other people have talked about it? They have. But do I think it happens in my lifetime? Probably not. Do I think it's something that could happen in the future? Maybe. But it's hard to break that wall. So maybe not. You had thoughts on it, however, and I've got the results of our unofficial poll on whether there should be limits on Supreme Court justices as far as their terms, just not being a lifetime appointment. I've got that coming up. You might be surprised.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Will be sworn in. We just gave you some of the deets on that. And now we, of course, have a Supreme Court that's pretty demographically diverse. I think conservative sides, those opinions will still rule. But I wonder about term limits, and I threw that out. So before we dive into a little bit of the odds and ends on the day, I want to go through quickly. I am proud of this audience. I just put it out there the other day, and I got an avalanche of reaction to it. Should there be term limits, so to speak, on Supreme Court justices, instead of having them have a lifetime appointment? And I think the theory of the lifetime appointment is, listen, that it gels. They're the legal scholars, constitutional experts. They're supposed to be impartial. And wouldn't it be good if we keep the same faces until they age out? But, you know, there was even, oh, gosh, I want to say it was 2 years ago. There was a bill that was tried to establish 18-year terms for Supreme Court justices and limits. And that didn't go anywhere. But because then the president would appoint a Supreme Court justice every couple of years, basically, depending on how it goes. But the maximum length of a Supreme Court justice, the idea was they wouldn't serve more than 18 years. And some people agree that wouldn't that be good if, you know, couldn't we amend the Constitution? Couldn't we have that term or age limits? Well, can you imagine age limits? But couldn't that happen? And of course the answer is it could, but there would be a lot of hoops to jump through, and there would be a lot of people that would have to be able to vote on that. So it's so hard when somebody's on the bench. I mean, think about removing a justice. I mean, think of how hard that is, right? So anyway, Here is the result. I got this one from Devin. I thought this was interesting. I'm just going to give you a couple of comments. Devin says, amen, Kate Delaney, you rock, sister. I think there should be a limit. It's ridiculous. I don't care where you fall with the conservative bros or on the other side, on the liberal side of things, or just a citizen of the U.S. wanting the best interests of the country to be served at one of our big three branches. And I think there should be a limit, you know, whether it's a couple decades, whether it's less than a couple of decades, however long it is. I would say I don't agree on messing with the Constitution, but in this case, I think it would be so smart in doing something to impose term limits, because I think we'd get a better judicial branch. So I'm with you on that. Yeah, and I don't know if I made that clear, but I am for that. I think it would be wise. Now, I'm doing research on this and diving deeper, but, you know, you think death or retirement, you know, or maybe conviction. If there was conviction, that would be the other way. But a lifetime appointment, I understand the reasons why initially made sense. Now, as I look and I've lived through some crazy confirmation hearings and some things that I thought were ridiculous in some of the rulings, I think the way to make it a better system is to have limitations. All right, one more. I'm going to give you one more. And this one was from the Schmooze. That's a great nickname. Schmooze says, Delaney, no way. You've got to keep them on the bench for life. It is asinine what we go through every time somebody is, there's a new president and they have the power of that appointment. You know how they're going to pick somebody. And some of the appointments, I think, were weak, and some of the better judges that could have been elevated and should have been elevated don't get there. It is a popularity thing with the president. It is an image thing as to who they have to put at a certain time. And I think when that happens and when you get through, it's got to be served up. And if we have to constantly go through a rotation, it's a revolving door, I think that would dilute the Supreme Court. Because while there have been judges I don't agree with, and it's ridiculous, some of the hearings, I do think it's better to keep it as a lifetime appointment. Remember, if you even think of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her relationship with Antonin Scalia, I mean, they couldn't be more different, but they were jovial and they understood the law, and whether you didn't agree with one or the other one of them, I think that sometimes there is a meeting of the legal minds. I think it's about getting the best scholar, the best law expert that you can get, the most impartial person, even though that's incredibly difficult, who goes by the letter of the law. All right, so two different opinions, and it wouldn't be great if you could get impartiality, right? Because leave the politics at the door on this one, but it can't happen. I mean, even it was Sotomayor, when she was being confirmed, who said, I'm a human. How could I not, I could lie when I'm being asked this, but how could I say that I don't have certain convictions? And I think she was right. The things would swoop in there, no doubt about that. So here's what happened. There were 65 of you. Can you believe that? I mean, you really roared in on this. 65. This was like 48, maybe 48 hours, even maybe less than that. 65 of you said yes. The justice should have a lifetime appointment, a Supreme Court justice. And then there was only 21 that said, no, it shouldn't be lifetime. It shouldn't be a lifetime appointment. There should be term limits. So there you go. I don't know. I would have thought it would have been more equally balanced, but it was not equally balanced in this audience. He thought, yeah, leave it lifetime. So how about that? All right, speaking of lifetimes, too many lives are being snuffed out in the Ukraine. And I've said this now probably way too much, but looking at the video and looking at the bodies that were strewn about in a couple of these cities was just over the top for too many people. And that has led to stiffer sanctions on the Russians. And now the Russians are whining and complaining that their troops are dwindling and they feel sorry and it's hard and et cetera. Do they think this is an equal war? I mean, look, they invaded and they're shooting people point blank. And they're tying them up and torturing them. This is what the bodies showed us. And this was not staged. So how many people feel sorry for Russia? Look, the world is trying to isolate Russia for a good reason, to end the nonsense in the Ukraine. It does not benefit anyone, including, I think, Russia. I think this is the land grab and doesn't make sense. So now you have the expulsion of Russian diplomats in so many countries. And you think about, I remember being in Washington and the conversation, somebody was taking me on a tour of the FBI and we were talking about spies. And they said, well, of course, Russia, they have the most spies here. And they just assimilate into our culture and you, there's no way to always weed out who they are. And they're going to be weeded out because so many people are being bounced. So there will be people that will be weeded out without a doubt. And it's just things keep going as far as the war in the Ukraine is concerned. More people are lending aid or going over there when they can. I have a friend that's over there now. He's going to come on the show and tell us what it's like in Poland. He's trying to help the people, get them what they need. A lot of them just need shoes. They need shoes. They need flip-flops. They need something to put on their feet. It's about the necessities. I said that at the beginning of this thing, and now that I know people that are right there on the ground, it's not crap I'm reading. It's stuff that I know to be true from actually two friends that are there, and they'll both come on the show. And they both have been on the show before. And we'll get their take on what it's been like. All right, I have to mention this again because I got a lot of email about this. And people wanted to know what's going on with Tiger Woods. He finished one under. So he played his first competitive round of golf in 17 months. He finished the afternoon with one under par 71. That's four strokes off the lead. Maybe he hangs in there and has a really good Friday. Definitely makes the cut, moves on to the weekend, and we'll see if he perhaps makes history. He definitely is wowing the crowds, that's for certain. Mic drop moment like none other. You are gonna be blown away by this mic drop moment. Don't miss it.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the Senate, a new Supreme Court justice has been confirmed.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the Supreme Court of the United States. Judge Jackson will be the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. She's expected to be sworn into the Supreme Court later this year when Justice Breyer officially steps down. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In a video message, Ukraine President Zelensky thanked President Biden after the U.S. banned Russian oil imports. Also, the U.N. General Assembly has voted to suspend Russia from the Human Rights Council. This is USA Radio News. U.S. consumer debt levels climbed by almost $45 billion in February, reaching $4.48 trillion, according to the Fed. Revolving credit increased at an annual rate of 20.7%, while non-revolving credit increased at an annual rate of 8.4%. The report goes back to the 1940s. Inflation in the U.S. has continued to rise, climbing more than 7% in January year over year. Economists believe there's a number of reasons inflation is rising at a rate not seen in 40 years, including housing-related costs and, more recently, energy prices. The Senate has voted 100-0 to revoke Russia's most favored nation trade status and suspend Russian energy imports. The consecutive votes solidify actions already taken by the Biden administration to sanction Russia because of its invasion of Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Games of chance, moments in your life when you won something. Hey, it just could have been at church at bingo and you walked away with $50. People like to win money, let's face it. I don't even care if you have money. There is something about winning money. Sometimes you got to pony up more serious money to win money. There was a California woman, this is such an interesting story, that was buying some scratch-off tickets. She was in a supermarket. You know, now they have vending machines in a lot of places where you can get lottery tickets. And her name was LaQuendra Edwards. And when she was buying a lottery ticket, some stranger smashed into her. You know, bumped into her. It was really rude. Boom. And kind of flustered her. So she was looking around at what she was going to get, and she hit a button. It, like, made her hit a button. So she hit a button, and instead of getting, like, the $10 scratch-offs, she ended up at this Vons supermarket in Tarzana getting a $40 ticket scratch-off that got spit out of the machine, or a $30 ticket that got spit out of the machine. And that's not what she was trying to get. And so she just walked out the door kind of feeling, wow, you know, this, I think that in your mind you think, well, if I get a couple of them, maybe it's better. So she gets into her car. She scratches off the ticket. She scratches it off. Sitting there in the car. It's dark. Right under the little light at the Vons. And she won some money. It wasn't a dollar. It wasn't $10. It wasn't any of that. In fact, it was $10 million. Boom. Is that not a mic drop? So she didn't intend to get that ticket at all. She was going to pony up $30 for one scratch-off. But because he slapped into her, her hand hit the button and she got it. So she was so shocked and probably not believing it because, you know, you're telling yourself, oh, this can't be true, this can't be true. This can't be true. She gets on the 405, a very busy freeway, by the way. She kept looking down at the ticket. In fact, she says she was so shook up, she almost crashed the car. And it was true. I mean, she won flat out $10 million on a scratch-off. So she's buying a house now, and she's setting up a charity organization. So thank you, rude person, because you made LaQuendra Edwards rich. You never know. A sour situation can turn into something else. I have a story that's not like LaQuendra's, but it was equally as exciting for me. I'm not a huge gambler. You know, I've talked about, yeah, maybe there was a sports parlay here or there, or I play the, and I lived in Las Vegas, and I do the March Madness hoop challenge, which is nothing. You pay 10 bucks or whatever it is. And occasionally a lottery ticket when the lottery's high. But I was waiting for somebody. I was in Vegas and I was waiting for somebody, and I couldn't just stand there because I was waiting in a, you know, this like decent casino area, and went to the bar just to have like a Diet Coke. It was early in the day. Someone was supposed to pick me up in front of the casino and they were late. So I had a $20 in my pocket. And I put it in the machine, and it was that poker. You know, the poker, you sit there, I'm sure some of you know. And you're just hitting the buttons. And I sat there, and I played the maximum and just figured, well, I can sip on this Diet Coke and hit this thing. And that's what I did, and I was playing it. And boom, all of a sudden, the lights go off. It starts ringing. It turns out I was playing the Deuces Wild version of it, and it came in my favor, a royal flush. So the guy that was sitting next to me, he said, wow, congratulations. And I think I was just stunned. I didn't even realize what I did. I didn't even realize what I had won. And he said, you know what you won, right? He knew I was confused. And I said, no. And he laughed and he said, you just won $1,000. And by the way, you give them a nice tip, but they're going to come over, you put your hand out, and they count the 100s in your hands. So that's what happened. And then, by the way, the person, and see, then again, I wouldn't have done that because the person was late. I wasn't going in the casino. I was standing in front of it. So then the person pulls up, and I had $1,000 in my pocket. I mean, I did give a nice tip, but $1,000, that's crazy. So it was... it was pretty sweet. I had no idea. And, of course, there's no taxes taken out of that. I mean, if you win a super big deal, like she's going to have taxes taken out. Or if you hit some kind of a machine when people go and play machines and it's a big jackpot, of course they're going to take out some tax money out of that. So interesting, right? Speaking of taxes and taking money out of wins, this is interesting. When we are now in this world post-pandemic, hope, the three dreaded letters chief, that would be the IRS chief, he was testifying before the Senate Finance Committee, and his name is Charles Rettig. He said that over half of the agency's employees work full-time from home. 53% of the employees are in a full-time telework capacity. The rest either have a blended capacity or they're on site. And maybe it's related or unrelated. I don't think he's going to say that. But the agency is only picking up the phone 19 to 20% of the time. So if you have a problem, you got to figure it out. You got to go on the website, mess around, try to figure it out, you know, with what here's the frequently asked questions, because you're not going to really get a live person. You're not going to get a human being on the line, which I think is frustrating. If they only pick up 19% of the time, give me a break. And in fact, somebody I work with at the mothership here in this broadcasting mecca of GCN that we have was telling me the problem of not having the taxes, doing the taxes correctly, being owed money, and not getting the money back. And I said, well, call them up. We'll call them up, no answer. Get on the website. But what do? Lodge a complaint? Hello, is there a complaint part of the website? So that's troublesome. I mean, if they want to work from home, the 53%, and it saves money or whatever, that would be fine. But certainly not if nobody's answering the phones. People get confused. Some people aren't good with technology. And sometimes the fax questions, frequently asked questions, are not the question that you have. And you're worried, right? Because you don't want to get penalized. You don't want that to add up on you. And it's not like they have a big forgiveness thing. Oh, you didn't realize that you did that. That's okay. No. So it's not okay that they're only answering 19 to 20% of the time. And I don't know, this may happen to you, because I say this show is about the buzz in my backyard and yours. When you have a problem, customer service-wise, how often when you call in, like you just have a, you know, you're not that PETA person. You're not that pain. You just have a legitimate quick question. You need to know it. Boom. That's it. And you call and no answer, no answer, no answer. And then or you leave a message. No answer, no answer, no answer. I mean, we live in a world of figure it out. Figure it out yourself, because you're probably not going to get the answer. It's across the board. This has happened to me, and I'm an easy consumer. This has happened to me a lot, right, where you can't get somebody. And when you do get somebody and they're amazing, I always think, what a win for that company, because, yeah, I'll go there again because they're answering questions. It's rolling over. They're picking it up, and I'm not being ridiculous, and I'm not on the complaint phone where I'm taking up every piece of oxygen in their life and mine, but at least they can answer the question. So it's going to be interesting, this conversation coming up with John Riddle, as I mentioned before, the CEO of Howard's Appliance, and they have just grown by leaps and bounds. And the part of the reason is because they care about the consumer with some of the things that they did and how they pivoted during the supply chain nightmare logistics. And some of the crazy tariffs that impacted the business. And as a whole, what happened in the appliance industry. And then the changing the retail appliance shopping experience. How do you do that then when you're caught in that wicked middle point? So you'll enjoy that. You'll enjoy that conversation, because I thought it was quite interesting myself to watch. And we've been talking about a lot. What happens with the supply chain? What happens if people can't get things? They have to figure it out. They got to come up with something different. Like Walmart. Walmart is in trouble when it comes to drivers. They're not the only one, because it's hard to find truck drivers. So they've decided that they're going to start training workers from other departments to become truck drivers to grow their in-house fleet. There's how they figured it out. People want to make more money. Let's train people who are ambitious, want to do this. You could get as much as $110,000 a year. And they're trying to keep their supply chain running smoothly. So they're setting starting salaries for truck drivers between $95,000 and $110,000 a year. The average starting salary is $87,000. So you would automatically be bumped up probably in whatever department that you're in. And then it's an internal training program. And you get a 12-week course to become a certified truck driver, and then you join the internal fleet. You join the company's internal fleet. I think that's a pretty good deal. If that was a job that would interest some of the people in-house, and I would think the money would absolutely be part of that, and whatever the benefits are that they would already have, I think it's smart of them to look to their own people and say, if you're interested in this, if you're interested in this, this could be the road for you, and it'll happen right here. And you're going to have this great course. And then at least you would know. If it's not your bag, then you wouldn't do it, right? But that salary could really be a big incentive and a jump up for a lot of people, because they're having serious supply chain issues and they don't want to lose customers. So they know, how do we figure it out? What do we do? Ah, light bulb moment. This is what we do. John Riddle. Speaking of supply chain, CEO of Howard's Appliance, that chat coming up on the flip side.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Talk about this all the time on the show. What's going on with the supply chain, all the problems that we're having trying to get furniture, trying to get all kinds of appliances, and now we have inflation. So the appliance industry has been going back and forth. They've had to struggle with what's happened with the pandemic and the supply chain problems. But boy, is the industry making a huge comeback. And it's because of some of the adjustments that are being made. So I am thrilled to have on this show John Riddle, the CEO of Howard's Appliance, to come on and talk about this and look at the future and look at innovation and what's happening with customers and what the experience is like. John, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. Really nice to be with you.
So let's go back to what I just briefly mentioned about the pandemic. How did COVID impact and maybe continues to impact, you know, your business and the industry?
Yeah, I think a number of ways, Kate, you're spot on as to what you said in the preface. I think, you know, first off, we ran into problems with availability. All the sort of components and things that go into the manufacturers, building of major appliances were impacted. Certainly many of the suppliers are bringing products into Long Beach and Los Angeles, Newark and Savannah, other ports that were impacted. Price increases in all of those factors, as well as containers, and what have you. So a lot of issues that started in the springtime of 20 and led to availability issues. I think for us, we were able to stay. We never closed. We were designated as an essential business. And we were very creative about making sure that all of the major appliance categories that a consumer wanted were covered, although we may not have had exactly what might have been the first choice by the consumer in their research. I think the second part, Kate, that's really important is to understand that this was the first time in the history of the U.S. where you had nesting of multiple generations of folks at home. And that certainly continues with work from home and other kind of situations, but not to the extent that we saw during the impact of 20 and 21 with COVID. And that created a situation where consumers wanted to fix things up at home. And so it led to increased record demand of major appliances and led into us developing what you see behind me, which is our experience centers that customers could come and play with new technology.
Yeah, so tell us more about the experience centers. I think that's fascinating, and it's great because now you can visualize kind of what you're thinking in your head, because that was the problem. You nailed it. When you have all these generations under one roof, you have kids that were at home and they were working from home, not going to school, so you had to kind of reinvent spaces and had to get those appliances. So tell us about the experience centers.
I think it, for me, Kate, it's a lifelong journey a bit. I grew up in the appliance industry in a family-owned dealership outside of Philadelphia where I grew up. And the process has always been cumbersome for consumers. People come into a store and they can't really turn things on. They can't try things out. And we know from surveys that all consumers would like to play and test out stuff before they take them home. And then you have the delivery installation side of our business, which also makes it to a degree complex. And I think throughout my lifetime in the industry, it was really this driving concern and desire to be able to make a better place for people to shop. And this facility, like the one that is behind me here in Long Beach, is 22,000 square feet of hundreds of major appliances that are live and connected. One of the greatest innovations, Kate, that our industry has come up with in the last 10 years has been the connectivity of a major appliances. AI smart connected. You can literally go to your local grocery store, turn the cameras on in your refrigerator, and look on your mobile device as to what you have at home. And you can't go to most of the retail places in your market and be able to play and understand with that technology what's going on. And so that was our desire to create these experience centers. And it has just been a huge hit for us at Howard's.
Yeah, so as the CEO, did you know when all these things started to happen, did you have, I just kind of visualized this, John, like big brainstorming meetings, ideas flowing in lots of different directions. I would have loved to be a fly on the wall in some of those meetings. What was that like?
It was really pretty interesting, Kate, because although I've spent my entire life in the industry, it really was, there were no roadmaps, to your point of sort of the interest level in the meetings to strategize how you developed product availability and got product for your consumers. How do you develop a protocol of safety within the delivery and installation to go in someone's home when they were fearful about someone coming in their house? And so it was really brainstorming within my organization and also our manufacturing partners. Companies like LG and Samsung and Whirlpool, Electrolux and General Electric and others, being able to say, hey, what would be the best capability or best idea for us to develop that? And that's what led to our above market success here in Southern California.
Yeah. So what are your plans? What are Howard's plans for regional expansion?
We're going into San Diego this year. We're a 76-year-old ESOP. We're an employee share owner plan company, an employee-owned company. We primarily have operated over the years in metropolitan Los Angeles, but we're expanding this year into San Diego. And we certainly have a lot of interest in looking at markets right now in Arizona, New Mexico, Las Vegas, Oregon, and Washington State. as well as up into Northern California. So we see a concept here with experience centers and really, Kate, taking the friction and the complexity out of buying a major appliance for your home, working anywhere in the United States.
Ooh, that sounds good to me. John Riddle, CEO of Howard's Appliance, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Kate.
So there we go. When we talk about the supply chain, see, there's a great example of, okay, so what do you do to engage people when you know they want your goods, but how do you get it to them? How do you foolproof it? What do you do? And they were smart in the way that they made the pivot. I thought he explained that really, really well. And it's this new imperative, really. It's the transformation. I mean, how do you deal with extreme disruption? And it affects you and I. It affects the food prices. It affects all of our lives, whether you're 22 or whether you're 82. And we see that inflation is driving things up. You know, it's interesting, while we deal with that, where we deal with the supply chain and we deal with the issues with China too, by the way, and that's all wrapped into part of that, where we deal with the higher gasoline prices and even releasing the barrels of oil, the strategic petroleum, that's good. It's 1 million a day barrels, and that's helping, and that's going to drive it down. But you know, we were paying 2 and change, barely 3 for regular last year. It's significant if you're driving a lot. And I think people are starting to feel that crush. I think they're feeling it. And you know we're going to feel it next. We've had an insane housing market. I mean, insane. So the housing market now for 2022 is... hopefully it's not a crash, but I think that it's going to cool off a little because the interest rates are going up. So when you start to get those interest rates go up, then more people pull back on the idea of getting a house because they're going to pay more, right? You add the interest rate into the mix on a 30-year or 15 or whatever it is, and that payment is going to be more. Payment is very, very, very big to a lot of people. So while it looked like there was no breaks and the median listing shot up in March to a record high of 405, mortgage rates continue to tick up. And right now, I think backers aren't necessarily backing down, but I think you will see that. You will see that with the rate going to 5 or 6 or, you know, whatever. That will get much, much, much higher. It might not be a housing bubble. There's been a lot of conversation about that. But people don't want to have to overpay. They don't want to have to overpay even if they really, really want a house. And I think that's what's going to start to happen. There's going to be a little bit of a downturn. All right, the music means, as I'm fond of saying, I got to get off the stage for this hour anyway. Thanks to you, the tall guy in the back, that woman sitting over there, everybody listening to the show. Really, thanks for weighing in on Supreme Court term limits or not, or stick with the lifetime appointment. You pretty much overwhelmingly say lifetime appointment. Thanks so much to Alex for his amazing work on the technicals. See ya.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.